Let's return to the Common Sense Psychic on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Phyllis King.
Hello, and welcome back to the Common Sense Psychic. I am your host, Phyllis King, on this Wednesday, November 26th, the day before Thanksgiving, with lots to be thankful for, lots to be grateful for, lots to appreciate, so that we can also keep that open level vibration in our space to be prosperous in 2009. Yes? Does that sound good to you? It does to me. A quick word out to all of you folks who have emailed me. If I don't get to your questions on the air, I will email you your answers because I've got a stack here. So, and I appreciate them. Keep them coming. I like it, but I can only do so much in an hour here. And I do want to read one more little passage from Anthony DeMello's awareness book. And this section of the book is called Dead Ahead. And it says, I've often said to people that the way to really live is to die. The passport to living is to imagine yourself in your grave. Imagine that you're lying in your coffin, any posture you like. In India, we put them in cross-legged. Sometimes they're carried that way to the burning ground, and sometimes, though, they're lying flat. So imagine you're lying flat and you're dead. Now look at your problems from that viewpoint. Changes everything, doesn't it? What a lovely, lovely meditation. Do it every day if you have the time. It's unbelievable. You will come alive. This guy is too much. It is. Wouldn't that be interesting to consider that? And then if you don't have a body to worry about anymore, then it sort of puts your concerns and your complaints in an entirely new perspective. So, very interesting guy. Anthony DeMello. The perils and opportunities of reality. All right, well, let me get to a couple of these questions. And this little tickle I've got in my throat is really making me sound interesting. All right, this is from Pam. Pam is in my town, San Ramon, California. I have been unemployed for the past year and not sure how to proceed. Do I do what I want or do what I should? Oh, well, whatever that means. Pam, we'll go into that. What I want is to be able to support myself by continuing to create tile mosaics to sell. But in reality, I will probably have to go back to working in an office 8 hours a day just to pay the bills. Do you see my dream as a possibility or something that I will have to relegate to doing only in my spare time and working for someone else for 40 hours? And if I do have to work for someone else, what field do you see as giving me the most satisfaction? As you see, I have become very spoiled by the time that unemployment has afforded me. Thank you, from a fellow San Ramonian. Well, clearly, Pam's got a good sense of humor. So I will be liberal with my advice here. Okay. Do I do what I want or what I should? Now, I think that's the most interesting part of the question. Isn't that the question we all ask ourselves? There's a couple components to this, Pam. One is permission. And I think sometimes we don't give ourselves permission to pursue our dreams for all the reasons. Or we use the issues that come up, whether it's finances or whatever, and finances is always the easiest out. It's always the easiest, oh, I can't afford it, oh, I'm not going to make it, da-da-da-da-da. That's always the easiest explanation as to why we didn't succeed. I didn't have enough to make my business go. I didn't have enough, da-da-da-da-da-da. So what I would say is this. You should absolutely keep doing your mosaics. If that is what you love and that is what makes you excited about your day, you should absolutely keep doing it. But if you need money and the realities of life are saying, I'm not making it, unemployment's running out, then you certainly have to go generate some income immediately if that's what needs to occur. Does it have to be 40 hours? Maybe not. Look at a different type of a situation. Look at consulting. But the purpose of the job should be to provide temporary financial support, but should also be to support your business. If you want what your heart desires wants, then you need to be able to do what you need to do. And so I would say look at a part-time job or consulting so that you can call your own hours and be in your own environment. But I don't want you to give up the mosaics because in time, around this time next year, I mean, it's a long time away, it feels like it, you'll begin to see a greater market for your products. And even the years following that, as the economy starts to improve again, people will be more willing to spend money on extras or, So absolutely do not give up on the mosaics. Now, and again, I don't know that it matters what area you get into in terms of the office work or whatever. I think more important that it should meet your schedule demands and your lifestyle demands. They go where the money is and where you can get the most flexibility so you can keep doing what you want to do. I mean, if you die next week, do you want to be giving up the one thing you love? You don't give up what you love. Never give up what you love. And just do what you have to survive the realities of the physical experience, but keep that in there. Do you see my dream as something I have to really do? So, yeah, you might have to give a little, but you don't give it up, okay? And so, again, I don't care about what fields you go into. It's mainly about the schedule. And, you know, there's nothing wrong. You say spoiled. This is another thing in the ideology about doing what you love. I've become spoiled. So we put a negative spin on being happy and being fulfilled in our life because we haven't figured out how to do it quite yet, but we're feeling guilty because whatever the reasons are, and we have to put some type of a negative slant on it. I don't think you should look at it as becoming spoiled. You know, part of our goal and part of our responsibility when we come to this planet is to fulfill the who we are. We have unique talents. We have unique skills that we're supposed to be developing, and those are what our contributions are once we're done with this game in the physical body. So you're not spoiling yourself by giving yourself to what your true passion is. Yes, we have to deal with realities, but look at it as a negotiation. Look at it as a means to an end, and go from there. And you know, maybe you might have to make some changes in your life at some point that require a different type of standard of living, perhaps, or you never know. But let it unfold one step at a time, and do not give up on the mosaics. I will be so upset with you. And it's all about me, right? So, Pam, please, please keep me posted on what's happening with you, okay? All righty. Yeah, it's so important. You know, I think we get programmed, by what we see in the newspaper, on TV, and we think our life needs to look a certain way. You know, we have to have a certain house, a certain car, certain clothes. We need to talk a certain way. We need to have, you know, X amount of degrees behind our name before we're valid or real. And none of that is true. None of that has anything to do with who we are or what's important in life. And, you know, I look at this email with Pam wanting to give up what gives her the most fulfillment in her life, and it just, you know, just about breaks my heart. It's like, don't you dare do that. So, but we have to give ourselves permission, and we have to step back from programming and not guilt ourselves for doing what makes us happy in our lives. Okay? If you're not going to give it to yourself, who will? All right, let's I didn't give the phone number. I'm sorry, guys. I might be able to take one more call if you want to give a call at 888-463-6748, 888-463-6748. This is from Donna. My gosh, another San Ramon person. Okay. Oh, boy, here we go. My son passed away unexpectedly last year, and we're in the process of suing the hospital where he passed. Should we continue this exhausting and expensive process or not? And do you have any idea what the outcome would be? Ouch! Okay, Donna. Boy, I'm getting some tough ones today. You know what? My sense is the lawsuit is not going to be worth it. I'm sorry. I think if the energy says to me it's one of these situations that even if there was some sort of it doesn't feel like malpractice to me. It doesn't have that sort of like, you know, gross negligence to it. You know, there may have been some errors. There may have been some things that occurred that could have happened differently, but the energy says it's going to side on the side of the establishment. Because, of course, as we all know, in the medical community, they aren't expected to be perfect. And that's why they make us sign all that paperwork before anything happens, because it's not an exact science. They can't make promises. So unless there's gross negligence, which the energy right now says there was not gross negligence, I can't see this lawsuit being worthwhile to you. And you may want to talk to your attorney type or representative and look at the realities of some benchmarks and say what you should be receiving or what the outlook or looks at a certain point, so that you can call it and say, is this really realistic? And are we going to get what we want? And what you really want is your son, for God's sake. I mean, and that part is not going to come back. So, you know, what I would suggest is, if you're not already involved in any types of groups with families who are grieving the loss of children, or even who have died in these types of situations, which I'm sure there are more than one, you might want to look at those support groups, because I think sharing your experience with other people who know what you are going through is, bar none, going to be one of the most healing experiences you can have. And even if this lawsuit were to come to pass and you were to win, and I don't see a large award, even if it came to that point, it's not going to take this vacancy out of your life. So I'm so terribly sorry. It just is very sad to deal with. And I can't really even fully imagine. But I would suggest getting the support from other people who have experienced this, and really putting some stringent guidelines on this lawsuit moving forward, and deciding if it really, really is a good idea. And make sure you have the right representation. And, you know, you're going through so much, it's hard to even know if you're selecting the right person. So, again, look to support groups, look to people who have gone through what you're going through, and I think that will help you in answering some of these questions in terms of whether you have the right representation, and in terms of if you should go on, and just sort of helping you. And, you know, my heart goes out to you. Just can't imagine. So, all good things to you, and please let me know how things turn out for you, and I will keep you on my healing list. Wow. So when you listen to that, people, you listen to that, somebody who's had to lose a child, how could you do anything but look at Thanksgiving with appreciation for what you have in your own life? Even if you go and you're going to fight with your family members, at least you have them to fight with. You know, at least you have them to sit there and point out their flaws and what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. So there's always something to appreciate and to be gracious for. Let's see here. A couple quick reminders. Again, next Tuesday, December 2nd, I'll be guest hosting Seeing Beyond at 8 to 9 in the morning at 1450 a.m. And for those of you not in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can log on to the website seeingbeyond.com after the fact and hear the podcast. And again, anyone who buys a reading or as a gift or for themselves, you will get a copy of my book, A Psychic Perspective, 10 Steps to More Love, Wealth, and Personal Happiness. And for those of you that I didn't get to your questions and your emails, I will email you a handwritten response. And for those of you who did call, I appreciate it. I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. And my producer, Dave Olson, will be able to go home in just a few minutes. Everyone's left him in the studio all by his lonesome. He wants to get out of there and go home. And I want to stop sounding like a frog. It's just an interesting time of year. It's an interesting time. But Thanksgiving, let's all think about what we have to be grateful for, and think about what that means in terms of the prosperity and how your ability to attract prosperous events into your life. And I think that's kind of about it. You're listening to Phyllis King here. If you'd like to reach me off the line or off the show, go to my website, phyllisking.net. It's got all my information, anything and more you could ever want to know about me. Email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net. And I'll be back next week with my guest, Linda Allen, who will be talking about her book, The Night of the Witching Moon. And she's also a psychic and a channel, and she will be taking your calls and questions as well. Well, I thank you for tuning in and listening this Wednesday before Thanksgiving and for all the questions and calls. It helps a lot of people to hear your stories. So thanks for tuning in. I'll look forward to talking with you next week. And you have been listening to Phyllis King, and I am indeed your Common Sense Psychic.